Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. On today's show... who could that be? I'm not expecting anyone. Hello? There's no one here.
Psst, look down!
Who said that?
Look down at the box on your doormat! The one covered in wrapping paper with a beautiful bow?
Wait a second. Mindy?
No! It's not Mindy! I'm a present! You should open me!
All right, if you say so, I'll just pull this ribbon here and...
Surprise!
I'm here for the big crossover episode.
The big what?
You remember Wow in the World and the Story Pirates are doing an episode together?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. We should do that.
We are doing that.
What, like right now?
Yes, that's why I surprised you.
Cool.
Did you get me anything?
Oh, yeah. I got you this.
A present for me? Aw, how thoughtful. I'll just pull this ribbon here and...
Surprise! Two can play at the old jump out of a very small box and surprise the co-host of a rival podcast game.
Wait, though, if you just jumped out of this box, then who's the guy that I surprised?
Oh, that's a robot I made so I don't have to answer the door anymore.
That's impressive.
I love answering the door.
Shh, we know, Robo-Lee.
I love answering the door.
Robo-Lee, why don't you go answer one of the other doors on the ship?
I love answering...
So, where were we?
Wow in the World and the Story Pirates are doing an episode together.
When?
Now.
But Wow in the World is all about exploring all the amazing wonders of the world.
And Story Pirates is about taking kids' words and ideas and turning them into amazing songs and stuff.
And we're gonna do all that at the same time on the same episode?
Yes!
Robo-Lee, could you get that? Ugh, he's never around when I need him. I'll just get it. Hello? Mindy, look.
I bet I know who's in there.
Mindy! Lee!
Guy Raz!
Enough of this hilarious comedic bit. It's time to start the episode.
You're right, Guy Raz. Let's do this.
Robo-Lee, would you like to introduce the episode?
I love answering the door.
Lee, why is there another one of you that loves answering the door?
Guy Raz, let's walk and talk. You see, Guy, it all started with the advent of artificial intelligence. It's very dangerous.
And now, without further ado, please enjoy the very first crossover episode of Wow in the World meets the Story Pirates.
I love Story Pirates. I have a lot of ideas.
there's a king sitting on a throne.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Doo-doo-doo. We're sorry. The number you have called has been disconnected. Please check the number and dial again.
Huh, that's weird. I'm sure that was her number. Let me try this again.
Fish Market, Shark speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I must have the wrong number. Wait, did you say Shark? Okay, let me try this one more time.
Mixed Nuts, Cashew speaking.
Mindy, is that you?
Jell-O? Jell-O?
Mindy!
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. Everything okay?
Why can't you just answer the phone like a normal person?
Why can't you just call a normal person?
Mindy, I'm calling you because I'm about to run out to the store, and I wanted to see if you needed me to pick anything up for you while I'm out.
Aw, Guy Raz, that's so thoughtful of you.
Ah, no big deal. Just a friendly gesture.
Okay, well, I do have a few things on my list. You might want to get something to write this down.
Nah, I think I could remember a few things. Just tell me what you need me to pick up.
Okay, here goes. I'm going to need 320 aluminum composite panels.
Huh?
480 zippers. 1,000 bolts. You getting all this?
No.
20 projectors, a dozen extension cords, a mirrored dance floor, 15 packs of halogen light bulbs, and Mylar filters in every single color of the rainbow. Oh, and a boombox.
What?
Thanks, buddy!
Mindy, I was thinking maybe you needed bread or...
Oh, and some bread.
Mindy, I'm a little afraid to ask, but what do you plan to do with all this stuff?
Oh, so glad you overcame your fear of asking, Guy Raz.
Well, I...
So Reggie and I are planning to build a synesthesia machine.
A syno what?
A synesthesia machine. Well, I guess you could call it a human-sized kaleidoscope sound and light portal, but...
What?
A sound and light portal?
A sound and...
Well, Reggie's been calling it a lighty-lighty flashy-flashy cave, but...
Mindy, what are you talking about? You know what? Never mind. I'm going to come over there. I need to see what you're planning with my own four eyes. And no funny business when I ring the doorbell, okay?
Not making any promises.
Room service!
Mindy!
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. What a nice surprise. Welcome to my humble gingerbread mansion abode. Right this way.
So I see you still haven't rebaked the walls in your dining room.
Oh, no, I did.
Okay, so where are they?
I had to eat the walls to make room for my synesthesia machine.
Yeah, about that.
Guy Raz, I have spent the last 6 months working on plans for a fully functional synesthesia machine. First invention of its kind.
Wow, I was just reading something about synesthesia. Isn't it sort of like a mashup of the senses?
Yeah, basically. It's this super rare neurological condition.
Neurological meaning that it happens in the brain.
Yeah, so it's this neurological or brain condition where one of your senses, say like hearing, for example, is triggered at the same time as another one of your senses, like seeing.
Huh.
In other words, your brain wires crisscross, making your senses get all mixed up.
And so when that happens, your crisscrossed brain wires end up triggering two senses at once, causing you to do things like see sounds?
Yep. And with synesthesia, you might hear a bird chirp and at the same time see the color blue. Or maybe you're just minding your own business, listening to your favorite jams.
Ah, Mozart's Alla Turca.
Sure, you might be listening to that and seeing wild bursts of color and light like your own personal fireworks display.
Wow, a sound and light show.
Yep, but that's not even the half of it.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah. So a person with synesthesia might be able to see sound, but other people might be able to hear color or touch smells or even taste words. In fact, there are over 80 different types of synesthesia.
Wow, so you know how I just told you I was reading something about synesthesia?
Yeah?
Well, I just saw this new study that was written by a scientist named Amanda Tillot and a group of other scientists from the Max Planck Institute of Psycholinguistics
psycholinguistics in the Netherlands and...
Hold the phone, Guy Raz. Psycholinguistic what's it, Lance?
Psycholinguistics, Mindy. It's the study of how humans acquire or collect language, but also how we use it and understand it and produce it.
Psycholinguistics. Psycholinguistics. Linguistics. Linguini. Guy Raz, this sounds like noodles. Are there noodles involved in this?
Just the noodle in your head.
All right. Well, so, as I've been working on the design for my synesthesia machine, I've been using my noodle to try and figure out how to get synesthesia the good old-fashioned way.
You mean like how to naturally simulate or recreate what it's actually like to have synesthesia?
Yeah. So it's so super rare that only like one in every 2,000 people have it. And most of those people somehow get it when they're kids.
That's what the researchers in this study I was telling you about were trying to figure out. What causes synesthesia?
Ooh, so what'd they find?
They found that it's all about connectivity.
Connectivity. Huh. So you mean like the connections between the five senses or the connections between family members who share this same neurological noodle thing going on?
Well, both.
Oh.
So let's start with the family tree.
Ooh, I just planted one in my backyard.
Mindy, you don't plant a...
No, really, look out the window. I'll show you.
Mindy, it's Aunt Mojo.
Mindy, look how high I climbed.
Hey there, Guy Raz. Oh, is that your elbow or mine?
Mojo, get off my leg.
Mindy, your entire family is just sitting in a tree in your backyard?
Yeah, it's my family tree. They're having a little reunion out there. Unfortunately, my ancient ancestors weren't able to make it, so we're missing some pretty important roots.
Whoa, did your family tree just fall over?
Oh, I think I broke something.
Uh-oh, looks like your butt has a crack in it.
They're okay. So, Guy Raz, what does the family tree have to do with synesthesia?
Scientists have known for a long time that synesthesia seems to be passed down from generation to generation.
So, if, for example, my grandma G-Force had synesthesia, then there would be a good chance that I would have it too?
Exactly.
But do scientists know how it's passed down between the generations? Like, what that connection might be?
Well, up until now, that's been a major scientific mystery.
Up until now? Wait, does that mean that these researchers were able to finally find the connection?
Well, after studying the DNA...
Time out! DNA is the stuff in your body that makes you you and me me. Time in!
Well, after studying the DNA of three families where there were several generations of family members with synesthesia, they found that while members of the same family shared many of the same genes...
I'm wearing Grandma G-Force's genes right now!
The other kind of genes, Mindy.
Oh, you're talking about the kind of genes that make it possible for both me and Grandma G-Force to have glow-in-the-dark eyeballs.
Yes, yes. Wait, is that true?
I mean...
So these researchers thought that maybe synesthesia was hereditary, meaning that it was passed down from one generation to the next generation, kind of like you and Grandma G-Force.
Huh. And were they right? I mean, did they find that families with more than one synesthete or person with synesthesia, that those families shared more of the same genes as other families with synesthetes?
Mindy, these researchers found that none of those specific genes were common or shared among the other families with lots of synesthetes.
So let me just make sure I've got this straight. These researchers found common genes among members of the same family, but they couldn't find any common genes when they compared them to different families of synesthetes?
That's exactly right. In other words, there wasn't a single common or shared synesthesia gene.
What did this mean for the research?
So these researchers concluded that maybe the cause of synesthesia is not in our genes at all.
Man. Then I guess the researchers just threw their hands up in the air, packed up their DNA samples, and called it a day.
Well, not exactly. As you know, Mindy, part of being a scientist means following your curiosity wherever it might lead you.
So where did curiosity lead these team of researchers?
Well, it led them back to the lab. Because if it wasn't the genes that were causing the synesthesia, then maybe, just maybe, it was the way the genes were formed or used in our bodies.
So maybe that's what causes synesthesia. Wait, so how are genes formed anyway?
Well, to help us understand that, Mindy, we're gonna have to,
What?
We're gonna have to,
What?
Pop the top of your head.
What? Guy Raz, you always say that weirds you out.
I know, but you know what else I say?
Anything for science.
Well, okay, here goes.
Ah!
Ugh, always cats on the brain.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Okay, let's see what we've got inside here.
Okie doke.
Now, first, we're going to take a look at the different sections of your brain.
Oh, yeah. Those different sections control how we interpret or understand and feel our different senses.
Right. And looking at your brain here, it seems like you've got a section for seeing. And here's your section for hearing.
Oh.
And this is the one for smelling. There's a section for tasting. It's over here. And a section for touch and feeling.
Ouch! Don't poke it!
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay, so eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and touch. My five senses.
Yes, and you're able to experience those senses by way of this highway in your brain.
What? There's a highway in my brain? Hand me that mirror over there.
Here you go.
Oh, an entire highway system in my brain. Oh, looks like there's a collision on I-95.
Mindy, this highway system is what connects your eyes and ears and nose and mouth to your brain. And it helps you experience your senses.
And I'm guessing it's also got little teeny tiny delivery trucks that ride these highways, carrying information from my eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, and delivering that information to the different sections of my brain?
Yes, yes. And those teeny tiny delivery trucks are called nerve impulses.
I wonder if those nerve impulses come with cruise control and optional third row back seating.
What?
Anywho, it's nerve impulses deliver these messages and tell our senses what's up.
Yes, and it's this highway messaging system that helps us to hear what we hear or taste what we taste and so on.
Hmm.
But in people like you and me, people without synesthesia, there are separate highway systems in each section of our brains, and they never, ever cross or connect to the others.
So these sections of our brains are like their own little islands or continents with no highways to connect them?
Yes, but, and Mindy, this is a big but.
Did you just?
These researchers just concluded that people with synesthesia have brains that are able to build more highways and longer highways that stretch to connect different parts of their brains. And this highway building is something called axonogenesis.
Axonogenesis. So because of this, the part of their brain that helps them to hear music is suddenly able to connect to the part of their brain that helps them see color?
Exactly. And that's just one example.
Wow. People with axonogenesis must have some pretty skilled building crews in their brains.
And that's how someone with synesthesia might be able to see something that they hear or taste something that they feel with their hands.
Someone with synesthesia might be able to touch a table and taste chicken?
Yes, or see an orange crayon and feel a paper cut.
Whoa, so looking at my brain here, are you sure I don't have a tangled web of highways connecting and confusing all my senses? Please say I do. Please say I do.
Mindy, believe it or not, as I'm looking at your brain here, I'm not seeing a whole lot of evidence of confusion at all.
Man, you sure?
But there does seem to be a tangled web of...
What? A tangled web of what?
Let's see. Are those ramen noodles?
Well, guess they don't call it a noodle for nothing. Now pop the top back on. We've got a synesthesia machine to build before my friends get here to help us simulate the experience.
You have other friends besides me and Reggie?
We'll get to that in a few minutes. But first, we're going to need those supplies I listed for you earlier.
Oh, right. The 320 panels of aluminum composite and all that. Okay, I'll be right back.
And don't forget the bread. Hey, Roz, you're back! What took you so long? You okay?
I had to go to 45 different stores to find everything on your list, Mindy.
But you found everything on my list. Let's see here. Got the aluminum panels, the zippers, the bulbs, the mirrored dance floor, the halogen light bulbs, the boombox. Hey, where's the boombox?
Mindy, I'm not going back out for
it. It's okay. I'll just see if my friends can bring theirs when they come over.
So now what? What do we do with all this junk?
What do we do with all this junk? Guy Raz, we build my synesthesia machine. Come on.
Did you write up an instruction manual for this invention, Mindy?
Of course I did not write up an instruction manual for this invention, Guy Raz. We're gonna wing it.
What?
Guy Raz, hammer time.
Hammer time?
I need the hammer. Hammer me.
Oh, right. Here you go. Now, please be careful.
Woo! And there. All finished.
Whoa. You weren't kidding, Mindy. This synesthesia machine does look like a human-sized kaleidoscope.
Yep, and as soon as my friends get here, we can try it out. Man, they are gonna love this thing.
You keep mentioning these friends.
You know what, Guy Raz? I think I'm just gonna give them a call and have them head over now. They've been at sea for a while, and it might take them a hot minute to get to shore.
Wait, your friends have been at sea? What are they, pirates or something?
Well, yeah.
What in the...
Now stand by, but stand back. When I call them up, it could get a little loud on the other end. Dialing the number. Boop, 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 boop.
Hello?
Hey, Lee!
Hey, Mindy!
Hey, just wanted to let you know that I built the synesthesia machine!
You guys, she what? Built it! Mindy built the synesthesia machine!
Yay! And I want to invite all you story pirates to be the first to test it out!
Yay!
But I'm going to need you to bring the jams.
Oh, you got it, Mindy! Hey, everybody! Mindy wants us to change into our pajamas!
Wait, no, I didn't...
Mindy, story pirates?
Oh, yeah. They're my friends who gently pillage stories from kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. They even have their own podcast, so you know they're basically super ooh-la-la, rich and famous, living the dream.
I wish I had a podcast or three podcasts.
What? Anywho, let's go sit by the window. They should be pulling up in their pirate ship any minute now.
Hey, you seagull, get out of the way. I want to see this pirate ship when it finally shows up.
Oh, I just remembered something important.
What?
Well, the story pirates can't just pull their ship down our street. They're lost in the middle of the ocean. Plus, they're terrible at parallel parking. If they tried to park that ship outside, it would just be this whole thing. And anyhow, we're going to have to go to them.
And how exactly are we going to do that?
Will Mindy and Guy ride that seagull? Will the seagull take them to a place they aren't expecting? Will they have enough snacks? Find out right after this.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to... Jeez, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall, kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall, kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Anywho, we're gonna have to go to them.
And, how exactly are we gonna do that?
I think we might just have to ride that seagull they sent for us.
Okay, but do you think that Reggie could also ride the seagull with us?
Oh, well, that would mean a pigeon riding a seagull. You know what, Guy Raz? There's only one way to find out. Come on, Reg, hop aboard this bird, because here we go!
This water is freezing. Ooh, where are we?
Guy Raz, I think we made it. Look, there's their ship. Hey, Story Pirates. Look, down here in the water. Story Pirates.
Oh, hey. Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy.
Help us up.
Hold on to that anchor and we'll pull you up to the deck of the ship.
Okay. Hold on, Reggie. Hold on, Guy Raz.
All right, everyone. Pull.
Pull. Pull. Pull. Pull.
You can do it, little buddy. I'll give you a boost.
Phew. Glad that's over with. I'm out of breath.
Well, you better borrow some more breaths because we still have to pull up my synesthesia machine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. We forgot the synesthesia machine.
No, you didn't. Look at that flock of seagulls. Thanks, seagulls.
Yeah, thanks, seagulls. You saved the day. Now you are. Those guys are great. Okay, so I'm just going to use this rope I found to lasso my synesthesia machine, and then we can all pull it up, okay?
Whoa, Mindy, I didn't know you could lasso so well.
Let's just say this isn't my first time at the rodeo. It's my third at least. All right, everybody, on the count of three, let's pull. Ready? One, two.
Pull!
I didn't say three.
Pull!
We did it! Wow, I can't believe I am here on the Story Pirate ship, one of the most famous podcast ships.
One of?
Well, besides the SSNPR. Anywho, Lee, Story Pirates, this is my best friend, Guy Raz.
Oh, hi, Guy Raz.
And Guy Raz, these are the Story Pirates.
Say hi, Story Pirates.
Hi,
Guy Raz.
Hello, Story Pirates.
We changed into our pajamas, just like you asked.
Oh, I didn't. You know what? Never mind. You guys look great.
Please make yourself at home. Take a seat in one of our big blow-up chairs. Put your feet up on our big fuzzy ottomans. Enjoy a glass of kefir.
What's kefir?
It's kefir, Guy Raz.
The champagne of dairy.
Huh?
It's a yogurt you can drink.
Oh, okay. Hey, not bad. So, you guys live on this ship?
Yep, pretty cool, right?
Actually, I was gonna say it looks kind of gross and falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's got a lot of character.
Yeah!
If character is a word that means disgusting and hazardous, what is this rusty liquid I'm standing in?
I don't know. Ship sweat?
Okay! So, is everyone super psyched to try out my amazing new synesthesia machine?
I think so, but I'm still a little confused. This machine is gonna help us understand what synesthesia feels like.
Yep, that's exactly what it's gonna do.
Mindy, I know you're excited about this machine, but before we try it out, we were thinking that maybe the best way to understand something would be to talk to a person who experiences it firsthand.
I think I like where you're going with this.
So we talked to a real kid named Niall.
Wait, you really do know someone with synesthesia?
Yeah, Niall's an amazing kid, and he told us all about it.
Mindy, does it feel like this ship is sinking to you?
Shh, not now, Guy Raz.
And then we took what Niall told us and turned it into a song. We thought it might pair nicely with your synesthesia machine.
An original song about synesthesia direct from the source?
Uh-huh. You want to hear it?
Ooh, but do you have some, like, fancy singers to sing it for us?
Oh, well, we were just gonna sing it ourselves.
Oh, okay. Sure, I guess that works too.
Several people have different outcomes of synesthesia. For me, I see pictures for certain things, especially songs. Sometimes I actually see words written out.
There are pictures, certain pictures. There are pictures that are planted in his mind when he hears a sound.
It could be the names of family or a certain melody. They spark the images revealed inside his mind. The same ones every time.
When he hears the word,
Mom,
he sees the Golden Gate Bridge. He's crossing the bridge on a sunny day. When he hears the word,
Grandma, I call her Mama.
He sees her name in the sky.
All in gold. The letters all in gold. The senses all connect, crisscross and neurovet. With synesthesia, it's a mix of sensory world. A highway in his brain. The axons play a game, connecting senses for a mix of sensory world. And now we understand. The senses work hand in hand.
Sometimes it's patterns and sometimes colors.
There are people, yes, lots of people, other people who experience this too. And there's over 80 different kinds. That's a lot.
Like maybe they might see patterns, they might hear colors, or smell or taste a word. It's revealed inside their minds. Unique for every kind.
So I take dance. Sometimes the teacher explains some of the moves.
He sees a visual map
inside my mind
of how to do the dance moves, all the steps and the counts. I hope we're talking tap here, Niall.
The song Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
That's a great song, but there are so many covers of it. He sees a king upon a throne, a king upon a throne.
Do you guys want to hear my cover of that song? It goes
no,
a little
Peter,
something like this.
Peter, don't you dare. Don't.
I heard there was a secret chord. Oh, well, shoot.
Peter, wait, can you just...
Wait, what? Peter,
what?
Can you just stick to our song, please? That's fine. You just meet me later, and I'll sing you the whole song. Can I count us in?
All right.
5, 6, 7, 8.
The senses all connect, crisscrossing nerve effect. With synesthesia, it's a mix of sensory world. It's like a 2-for-1. Twice the senses, twice the fun. With synesthesia, it's a mix of sensory world. And now we understand. The senses work hand in hand. With synesthesia, it's a mix of sensory world.
Welcome to the synesthesia machine. Please buckle your seatbelt and keep your hands inside the ride at all times.
Mindy, who is that voice?
Oh, that's the synesthesia machine. I call her Celine Dion.
Ooh. This might be too late to ask, but am I too tall for this ride?
Ugh.
Also, it doesn't go upside down, does it? Guy gets sick very easily.
Okay, everybody ready? Turning it on in 3, 2, 1.
Chromesthesia guitar solo.
Oh, you guys, this means that we're going to see colors when we hear the song. Oh, I see purple.
This note is blue. Rachel, what colors does your pet lamb see when she hears the music?
Oh, she says fuchsia.
Mindy, thank you so much for letting us use your synesthesia machine.
My pleasure, story pirates. You guys ready to go back home?
Crisscrossing nerve effect. With synesthesia, it's a mixed up sensory world. The highway in our brain, the axons play a game. Connecting senses for a mixed up sensory world. And now we understand. The senses work hand in hand. With synesthesia, it's a mixed up sensory
to clean this up.
Oh, Peter.
All right. Whose turn is it to swab the deck?
You know what? While Peter's cleaning that up, let's hear a little bit more of my interview with Niall, the amazing kid who experiences synesthesia.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Niall, how are you?
Good.
Niall, you and I are talking today because you experience a very interesting thing called synesthesia, right?
Yes.
And can you tell people who will be listening to this what synesthesia is?
Okay, so several people have different outcomes in synesthesia. For me, I see pictures for certain things, especially songs. For other people, sometimes it's patterns and sometimes colors. There's a really wide range of things that people see in synesthesia. And when you see those patterns and colors in synesthesia, it's usually while someone else is talking or yourself is talking.
Huh. So you hear something, and when you hear it, in your mind's eye, you see pictures?
Yeah, basically. Sometimes colors. Sometimes I actually see words written out.
Wow, that's really cool.
I know, it is actually pretty cool.
If you hear the same thing, do you see the same thing? Does that make sense, or is it always different?
It can be the same. Sometimes it's different. Like for the song Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, I usually see the same pictures in my mind.
What pictures do you see? Do you mind if I ask?
So it's basically, it starts out almost like a little hallway, and there's someone playing a guitar in the hallway. And then it goes up these stairs and then down these stairs. And then there's a king sitting on a throne, which I find very strange. And then there's the words Hallelujah a couple times. It's really strange.
It's really cool. Are there any other examples?
For my mom, I usually see me crossing the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with some greenery around the bridge.
Huh. When you hear her name or when you hear her voice or what?
Sometimes it's when I hear her voice, but it's usually when I hear my mom's name.
Like her first name or mom?
Mom. And then I also saw something for Alma. Alma is my grandma. I call her Alma. I just saw her name plain written in the air in gold letters.
Whoa.
Yeah, that one was pretty luxurious.
Yeah, I was hearing that and I was like, wow, you must really like your grandma a lot.
I guess so.
I wonder if how you feel about someone influences what you see.
It might. I wouldn't be surprised if it does.
Do you remember the first time that you realized this was happening?
Yeah. It was sort of strange because I didn't have a clue what synesthesia was. And I just thought it was pretty normal to see things while you're talking.
Huh.
And then my mom was talking to me about how she had synesthesia. And then I caught on to that and told her that sometimes I saw things. Hmm. And then we got into this big discussion about it. And then that's when we found out that I must have some form of synesthesia.
And how does your mom experience it?
I think she saw a lot of colors for numbers.
That's so cool. Are you able to, like, appreciate that happens to you? Or is it just normal? Or is it even sort of annoying sometimes? Like, how does it make you feel?
Well, I actually really like being able to see all those pictures so fast. It can be really helpful, too.
How so?
Well, I take dance, and so when sometimes the teacher explains to us some of the moves, it creates a really cool visual map inside my mind about how to do those moves, how to follow the counts.
That does seem really helpful.
It can be, yeah.
Well, Niall, this has been really fun talking to you. Thanks for telling me all about synesthesia.
Yeah, I had a really good time.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining us this week on The Story Pirates Meets Wow in the World. A huge thank you to Niall and his mom for helping us learn all about synesthesia. And if you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe to both The Story Pirates
and Wow in the World
so you can hear us every week. And to find out all about what The Story Pirates are up to, including tour dates, t-shirts, and our book, parents, go to storypirates.com.
And if you want to keep the conversation from today's episode going, check out some of the questions we've posted on this episode at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And if you haven't already done so on Apple Podcasts or however you get podcasts, leave Story Pirates
and Wow in the World
a few stars or a review and tell a friend about the show. Don't forget, next week is the big season finale of the Story Pirates podcast. Believe you me, you don't want to miss it. Bye! The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates.
Wow in the World is produced by Jed Anderson with help from Thomas Van Kalken, Chelsea Erson, and Jessica Bodie. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer is the big boss.
Mixed Up Sensory World features performances by Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Chris Simpson, and Rachel Winitsky. Mixed Up Sensory World was written by Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. And now, to have a little chat with Robo Lee.
I love answering the door.
You know, it's funny you say that. I've been feeling the same thing.
I love answering the door.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him.
I love answering the door.
Well, maybe next week I could do like a noonish.
I love answering the door.
You know what? Let's go answer some doors together.
I love answering the door.
What's that?
I love answering the door.
I agree. I sweat too much in the summer.
I love answering the door.
It's uncomfortable for everybody.